There's one unexpected benefit to playing with the boys. No biting.
I haven't gotten bit yet, so yeah. When you play girls, they tend to get a little like vicious more than guys do.
You've been bit by other girls playing basketball?
Yeah.
Maggie Avila is a 17-year-old junior in high school. She wants to play basketball in college and maybe even after. So when the Lady Wolverines team fell apart midway through this season, she had to keep playing.
So I joined the guys team and they let me play, so I was really happy about that.
Why did you want to keep playing?
Because basketball is like the one sport that I like truly love, and it inspires me just to do better than I normally am.
Maggie, nicknamed the Bullet, has been playing with the boys team now for 3 weeks. Here's her coach, James Hughes.
And so we didn't have enough for a girls team, and Maggie's always had a great desire to play basketball, and she really wanted to play with us. We lost a few players to injuries, so we had a position for her, and she's been a good asset to the team. She has a lot of spirit, a lot of determination. She's willing to take the lumps with all the guys, and it's been fun having her on the team.
They welcome me with open arms. It's just one big family, so we're all pretty much happy and deal with each other equally.
There's a little bit of hesitation on my part, but the reason for it was I was afraid for her safety, having a girl come in with a bunch of guys. You know, I was hoping that nobody would try to prove a point and say there shouldn't be a girl on the team or you know, something like that. So that was my only hesitation, is that I didn't want her to get hurt, but she's a strong girl. She came in, she's played well, she's under the basket a lot. So it's been a great experience.
In the past few weeks, Maggie has only feared for her safety once, when the Wolverines played Klawock, a team with a 6'4" dunking machine named Tyrus Morgan.
When Tyrus went to go dunk the other day, I was right under the basket, and I'm just standing there. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm gonna die. No, I didn't. Everyone's just like, how was that? I was like, that was awesome.
The Wolverines captain, junior Caden Hughes, says he was a little hesitant when he heard Maggie wanted to join.
I just didn't know if she would be able to do everything we could, but she's done it just fine.
Here's Coach Hughes.
They accepted her, but they were hesitant because they didn't know what she would do with it once she got the ball.
What has playing with Maggie taught the boys?
Just that girls can do it too.
Although there are some weird moments.
It's kind of awkward when we're changing the locker room.
Maggie was not going to let awkward scenarios like that keep her from playing basketball.
Basketball is important to me because it just gives me that like feeling that I can try harder and always give 110%. And it just is something that allows me to push myself to the point, like the breaking point where I can do better.
She says competing with the boys is helping her become a better player.
It will help me grow as a player because it will teach me to be stronger and endure a lot more.
The Wolverines competed in the Southeast Regional 1A tournament in Ketchikan. They lost to Klawock the first day and then played Angoon. Maggie played for the last 5.5 minutes of the game. The 5'3 athlete sped around the gym, her long braid flowing behind her. A couple of her teammates from the Lady Wolverines were in the stands watching.
It's kind of like a sense of pride seeing her out there, you know, a girl just doing it.
Thorn Bay lost to Angoon 82-46. It was the last game of the season for them.
I'm happy. Kids improved every game, kept a good spirit. You know, they represented the district well, so I'm very pleased.
I think it was a good experience altogether. I learned endurance, how to stay strong, and we learned good communication over these 3 weeks that we were together.
Maggie has been working on convincing junior high girls to join the Lady Wolverines next season, so she'll probably be playing on the girls' team next year. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.